question. So, you know, I don't think it makes a lot of sense adding half inch. The quarter inch stuff works. And why not use it? And it's going to be a lot easier to refabricate everything using your old pieces as patterns, and they will fit into your existing F channels that are on your exterior walls.
Yeah, I mean, that's, if it's held up, you know, it held up that long. That's kind of what I did on my trailer. I had to redo a couple sections. Like, I redid the full front of the kitchen cabinet because I got rid of the oven, and I was going to put the built-in convection microwave. And so, yeah, I just went ahead and went with the, was it three, not even 3/8, it's like an eighth or something. Really thin, whatever was in there. I didn't try and go thicker. How much?
It's typically quarter.
Quarter inch.
Yeah.
It's whatever the Home Depot store had. But, so he wants to know, so stick with that, though, so then if he does, then he won't have to worry about attaching it to the walls.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, if he goes with the half inch, certainly he can router it down and stick it into the original F channel. The other thing I've done on some jobs where we're doing a mod where we didn't have F channels, you know, because sometimes we get trailers in, or clients bring trailers that, you know, they've been gutted and you're missing a lot of the metalwork. And I always caution people, even if you're trashing all the interior, make sure you keep the F channels, because, you know, that's pretty difficult to come across, and certainly getting it bent to the arc of the trailer is even more difficult. But what I have done when we were stuck is I've used two aluminum angles, and you rivet them to the wall, sort of like overlapping L's, to create an F. So the back surface is doubled up for a certain portion of it. So that's certainly one approach he could do. But again, he's going to have a hard problem going up through the arc of the trailer, where he'll have to do slight pie cuts, you know, to get the arc, unless he's got some sort of shrinker tool that could, you know, create the arc for him.
Yeah, that would be kind of tough to do that. What about having to worry about attaching it to the wall for flexibility?
Flexibility in what way? The trailer flexing?
Yeah, as the trailer flexes and twists and turns, you know, if he attaches it, he's worried about attaching it to the wall too tight, which would cause it to crack, he's thinking.
Well, the way Airstream did it, generally they didn't have fasteners going through the F channels into the wood. The closets and bulkheads slid into the F channels, and then at the end of the bulkhead or closet, you know, there were screws that went up into the ceiling and down into the floor. So as the body moved, the bulkhead could actually shift in the F channel. I have seen occasionally where there'd be a rivet or something going through, but it's right on the edge of the plywood, and 99% of the time, that little bit of land of wood is broken free because, you know, there's a slight bit of movement. So, you know, you want some movement there. Even with the most rigid trailer, you still get expansion contraction from heat, so, and humidity issues as well. So,
Yep. All righty. Well, Keith, hope that answers your question. It's not like the best bet. Is really, especially if your F channels are in good shape, is just stick with the quarter inch.
That's going to be the easiest. It's worked for, you know, the last 70 years or whatever, 75 years.
Yeah, it just seems like it should be bigger and thicker and heavier duty, but less is more in a trailer.
Yeah, certainly the framework at the ends of them, where the closet doors are and stuff, you can make out a 3/4 by 2 or whatever. Dressed lumber.
Yep. All righty. We got another question here. It came on our Facebook page. You can check us out on Facebook. This one's from Mark. He says, "Hi there, love the show. I'm new to the exciting and overwhelming world of Airstream renovations.